You're listening to WMFO in Medford. This is Word of the Day, and here is My Girl by The Temptations. That was My Girl by The Temptations. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. This is Word of the Day. And the word of the day today is girl.
I'm Charlie.
I'm Zach.
I thought we were introducing our respective selves at our portion of the introduction.
No, we never do that.
Well, I know, but I thought we were spicing it up.
To be honest, we never really have a consistent way of doing this.
That's because you always forget to introduce yourself.
Well, yeah, but also you like often will wait until like the very end.
Sometimes.
Yeah, exactly. Sometimes.
That's when you forget to introduce yourself.
What he's gonna do next. It keeps things interesting.
Girl, noun, a female child, a young or relatively young woman.
Way to enforce gender.
Origin, low German, gore.
Got him.
Gave way to girl.
Wait, what was the old word? Like,
Girl.
Girl.
O with an umlaut and an R.
Girl.
What?
Girl. I'm trying to do an old English thing and it's not working.
No.
Girl.
Girl is the middle English.
How does one make an umlaut sound?
I think it's a gyor.
That doesn't sound right.
Gyor. Okay.
Girl. It's like gyor. Gyor. I think it's gyor.
I think it's like an R sound.
That's more of a
in
grunt.
The mouth,
Zach, stop doing your best Zoidberg, if you would, as well, on the side.
But like, it sounds like a.
Chill with that.
Yeah.
You have a sentence, Chris?
Girl, that is not how you pronounce an umlaut.
Yeah, no, it probably isn't. I'm no German major. German major, singular.
Native history.
Yeah, I am.
Are you gonna? Will you become a Byzantologist?
Probably not.
So I can say that I'm friends with a Byzantologist.
Wait, David John Proctor, and then you can become a Byzantologist.
Yes, Daisy.
That's a profession.
A Byzantologist?
Yeah, no, it's a scholar of Byzantine. You know there are Byzantine scholars.
And they're called Byzantologists. It's like how someone who's studying algebra is called an algebraist.
Yeah.
I know that because my choreo for burlesque was applying for algebraist funding.
Oh.
I know.
Well, before we get into this riveting discussion, I think we should play more
music.
It's
a very riveting
discussion. No, we're going to continue having this riveting discussion.
I mean the riveting discussion about girl. The word.
Oh, then let's go to more music because I don't want to hear you use your Zoidberg again.
Girl. Zoidberg.
It's too early for that, Zach.
Zoidberg.
Don't put our listeners through it. Don't put me through it. This is Brown Eyed Girl by Van Morrison off of the album Blowin' Your Mind.
Ooh. Hey, where did we go? Days when the rains came. Down in the hollow, playing a new game. Laughing and a running, hey, hey. Skipping and a jumping. In the misty morning fog with our hearts that thumping. And you, my brown eyed girl. And you, my brown eyed girl. And whatever happened Tuesday and so slow. Gone down the old mine with a transistor radio. Standing in the sunlight laughing, hiding behind a rainbow's wall. Slipping and sliding all along the waterfall with you, a brown-eyed girl. We used to sing sha la 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 la, just like that. Sha la 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 la. You have grown. Cast my memory back there, Lord. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you, my brown eyed girl. And you, my brown eyed girl. Do you remember when we used to sing sha la 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 la.
Something's changed, it ain't hard to define. Jesse's got himself a girl and I wanna make her mine. And she's watching him with those eyes, and she's loving with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late at night. You know I wish that I had Jesse's girl. I wish that I had Jesse's girl. Along with the charade, there doesn't seem to be a reason to change.
change. You know, I feel so dirty when they start talking cute. I wanna tell her that I love her, but the point is probably moot. Cause she's watching him with those eyes, and she's loving him with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night.
That was Rick Springfield with Jesse's Girl, and you're listening to Word of the Day. Chris, what do you think of girls?
I'm sorry, I was reading an article about how gay I am. Say again?
Man, I wonder who wrote that one.
I mean, you can still
I was on BuzzFeed.
You can still have an opinion.
I honestly wasn't listening to your question.
Are you serious?
Yes.
My opinion, my question was, what's your opinion of girls?
What do you mean opinion?
Just in general?
Like, what's your opinion of girls in general?
Like the show or like the
either.
People?
Either. I mean, the people is what we were aiming at. But yeah. The show, sure.
I like how over the series, Marnie just gets crazier and crazier.
You're talking about like the people right now, right?
Yeah.
Everyone I love Adam Marnie. Driver. Not his character, but I love him.
Yeah,
Which one's Adam Driver?
He's my dad.
Adam Driver's Kylo Ren from Star Wars.
Oh yeah, his character's like modeled after him.
I don't care.
Yeah, Adam Driver's my dad.
Adam Driver's amazing.
I mean, they're cool sometimes, but sometimes they're not cool. Is my opinion.
Yeah.
You heard it here first, folks. Girls, they're not really that cool, but sometimes they're cool.
Well, because I'm thinking more of, like, since gender is just a Western construct, I'm thinking more along the lines of, like some people are cool, some people are less cool.
That's true. That's very true. Some people are cool. And some people are less cool. Hard-hitting journalism from your friends here at WMFO.
No, it's not journalism because you would have to register that as journalism.
Wait, I have a question for you, Charlie.
What?
Nothing.
¿Qué cosa?
Yes, Chris.
What do you normally put on your waffles if you get creative with it?
Maple syrup.
I said if you get creative with it.
Maple syrup.
You only put maple syrup on?
Yes.
Oof.
I also don't really have waffles.
It's so
that often.
Predictable and I'm, safe. I love it.
I'm more of a pancake person.
Really? Okay, what do you put in your pancakes if you want to feel like fancy?
Maple syrup.
All right. Daisy.
usually like Nutella and whipped cream.
You can just go now.
If I want to get fancy.
That's not fancy.
Fancier.
Like, I was expecting you to put like,
usually go like syrup,
you know,
or butter.
Like red wine reduction and then the blood of your enemies on it.
And rosé.
Well,
and
since this is a family show, No.
I'm just saying
the blood of my enemies, yes.
Ooh, also that on also my Plan to Humanity midterm final, there will be a wine knowledge portion.
Elmore. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do you need to know terroir?
Do you mean terroir?
No, terroir.
Oh. It's pronounced terror, but no.
Do you need to know fermentation methods?
No, hold on. Terroir is the soil quality and location that determines how good a particular grape will be.
Nerd.
Sommelier?
It's pronounced Somalian.
Oh, true. I don't know. Charlie has a strong career as a Somalian ahead of him.
It should be mentioned that was still better pronunciation than yours was. Chris is
Sommelier.
It's a sommelier.
Yeah. It's Somalia.
Wait, how do I say it?
No, it's not Somalia.
Those are the same thing.
No, it's an eh sound.
It's Leviosa, not Leviosa.
Somalia.
Leviosa. Hermione's the not worst. Leviosa.
She's so whiny.
She's really bad in the beginning, and then she gets better towards the end.
She's like, we should follow the rules, guys. And Harry's like, nah, barf to that.
Yeah, I'm not sure if Hermione actually got better or if Emma Watson just became a better actress as time went on.
Oh, I'm thinking from the books. I really haven't seen the movies in years.
Well, no, you see, to me, they're so tied together.
Eh.
To me, they're so tied together because I was watching
that's
them.
That's because you want them to be tied
as
together.
As the time that I was reading them. I don't know.
Let's play some more music.
They're so close. I agree.
Last week, we played two acoustic covers of Baby Got Back.
Oh, was that when I was asleep?
Yeah, which Sir Mix-a-Lot discusses how he likes big butts and he cannot lie. Queen also had a thing for large rears with fat bottom girls off of their album Jazz. This is that, and I apologize for that transition.
That was terrible. Are you gonna take me home tonight? Oh, down beside that red firelight. Are you gonna let it all hang out? Fat bottom girls, you make the rocking world go round.
Before I
That was Billy Joel with Uptown Girl off of The Essential Billy Joel. You know, Billy Joel from making music. He made music in the 70s and 80s, was super popular, and now he makes a lot of money having concerts in Madison Square Garden attended by every single Italian-American dad in the tri-state area.
And Fenway Park.
Yeah, but more Madison Square Garden.
Huge concerts at Fenway.
I was wondering why I've never heard the name. That's a good excuse.
Yeah, no, Madison Square Garden, he's done like at least 20.
Yeah, I mean, that's not surprising.
I honestly don't know what Madison Square Garden is.
Madison Square Garden is the arena in which the New York Knicks and the New York Rangers play their respective sports.
I don't know what sports those are.
Basketball and hockey.
Gross. It's also a really, really big concert venue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just it's not even square, though. It's a circle.
Yeah. If a comedian can play Madison Square Garden, it's like pinnacle of their career.
Yeah, it means you're Aziz Ansari, Kevin Hart, or Dave Chappelle.
Yeah.
Or Louis C.K.
No,
Louis C.K. He probably, maybe.
He doesn't like to do arena shows, I think.
But. Yeah, he likes smaller venues. He played the Somerville 2 years ago. Yeah.
What? Why the laugh?
I think he's funny.
No, he is funny.
He is funny. He did 4 shows and they all sold out in less than an hour when they announced them. It was crazy. People love Louis C.K. He is not a girl, so that we know of.
Also, if he was, then that'd be cool.
Yeah, it would be very cool. It'd make a lot of his comedy a little more interesting, considering some of the things he says.
Tired.
I'm sorry, bud. I am too.
I had an idea of a topic, but then I forgot it.
Should we play more music and then get back to it?
Yeah, let's play some Cyndi Lauper right now.
Yay. This is Cyndi Lauper with Girls Just Wanna Have Fun.
Live your life right. Oh, mama, dear, we're not the fortunate ones. And girls, they want take my hand and come with me, because you look so fine that I really want to make you mine. I say you look so fine that I really want to make you mine. 4, 5, 6, come on and get your kicks. Now you don't need the money when you look like that, do you, honey? Big black boots, long brown hair. She's so sweet with her get back stare. Well, I can see you are with me, but you are with another man. Yeah, I know we ain't got much to say before I let you get away. Yeah. I said, are you gonna be my girl? Take my hand and come with me, because you look so fine that I really want to make you mine. I say you look so fine that I really want to make you mine. 4, 5, 6, come on and get your kicks. Now you don't need money with a face like that, do ya? Big black boots, long brown hair. She's so sweet with her. I said, are you gonna be my girl?
That was Girls... No, excuse me. Are You Gonna Be My Girl by Jet. Of that famous guitar riff. And Chris, you have something for us?
If
you're
not gonna fall asleep. I do. Okay. All right, guys. There's something very dangerous in your homes. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might be simple. It might be easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell in off their ladders into a trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For more tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
I'm never gonna climb a ladder again.
I think there's like one photo on the internet of like a dude who's like painting a wall, but he like has to get the area behind a like behind a stairwell. Mm-hmm. So he props it up over the stairwell, and I'm like, you're gonna die, and I'm gonna laugh.
I mean, there's that ladder over by Theta Delta Chi that is the size of the house.
It's a ladder,
and
next
it's
Theta.
Propped up against the wall of building.
Why?
And I kind of want to climb it. But I also don't want a bunch of frat bros saying, hey, get off our ladder.
I don't think they would.
I think that'd be hilarious.
I think they'd be like, hey, bro, you're on our ladder. And you'd be like, yeah.
Yeah, but then I wouldn't be wearing pastel colored shorts, and they'd be like, "You're not one of us.
Mm. You should wear pastel colored shorts.
Do you even go here?"
Okay, so wear pastel shorts and a tank, and you're fine.
No, I don't want to
be like, "Yo, man, I'm Theta."
I don't want to get sunburned.
So true, you would get sunburned.
In the Japan tank that I have, you look so adorable in it.
So funny.
He thought he was showing.
For those of you who are
skin.
Interested, Charlie went to Spring Fling wearing a tank top.
They don't know what they don't know what I look like.
It doesn't matter. It's still funny.
I own a lot of tanks.
You don't own that many.
I own, like...
You own a fair amount.
Charlie got sunburned on the most overcast day
you
ever.
You had a sunburn on Spring Fling?
Yeah, I did.
That's so... thanks for telling me. I would have wanted to poke you a bunch of times.
It wasn't that bad a sunburn.
Okay.
It was mild, but it was still, like, pretty bad for an overcast day.
Let's play some music.
Yay! Can I talk about this more?
We can talk in the break.
We'll talk.
This is going to be a version of Goodbye Girl by Squeeze played at the Wilbur Theater on December 19th, 2015. I was there. Producer Danny, who isn't here, was there.
No, unpaid intern Danny.
Unpaid intern Danny.
We demoted him.
And yeah, it's live by Chris Difford and Glenn Tilbrook. And Zach, it's on Aux 2.
Aux 2. Gotcha.
And this is that.
Special, the kind that understands.
That was West End Girls by Pet Shop Boys off of Please Further Listening. A great song, and a great song that's parodied very well by Flight of the Conchords, if you're ever interested in listening.
Inner City Life. Inner City Pressure.
Exactly.
The Concrete Jungle.
And before that was obviously the live version of Goodbye Girl from December 10th, 2015 at the Wilbur Theater in Boston from the Chris Difford and Glenn Tilbrook At Odds Couple Tour. What a long title.
Yeah. I mean, if they're printing out an album every single concert, they have the right to do that.
Chris, get up. Chris,
rise and shine.
Chris is napping a bit.
A little
he'll
bit.
He'll return to us eventually. Do girls have cooties? Yes, no.
Yes.
You're correct.
Yeah,
they do.
100%.
Cooties are real.
Yes. Everyone knows that. Why are we even discussing this obvious bit
I didn't
of
know
information?
If cooties, I didn't know if you knew that cooties were real.
Oh, of course.
No, they are like legit real.
100%. Yeah.
No, they're microscopic skin mites.
Yeah.
That girls have more of than guys.
Yeah. Cooties. Makes sense. 100%.
Okay.
They're diseased.
All right, be that way. Be that way. If they're diseased, wakey, you wakey. Have them too. It's that time of year when everyone's
sleeping.
Going to bed late, not really getting up at the right times.
Yeah.
And everyone's in a constant state of zombification.
I remember when I used to go to bed early for this show.
You never really did. No, you never
I
did.
I would go to bed at midnight instead of 2. And yesterday I went to bed at 2.
Instead of 2.
Yeah.
I also went to bed at 2.
Yeah, that's not something that happens anymore.
And Ray is always like, get sleep. And I'm like, okay.
All right.
Season finale.
Let's go to more music.
I agree.
This is Beyonce with Run the World, parentheses. Girls, close parentheses.
senses sometimes.
Girlfriend is Better, the live version from the Talking Heads live album, and probably one of the greatest albums of all time, Stop Making Sense.
Definitely one of the greatest live albums of all time.
Yeah.
That, The Last Waltz, I would argue White Stripes one, but that's obviously not
biased.
Not highly recognized.
More biased than the liberal media.
Yep.
That this has been Word of the Day on WMFO in Medford, 91.5. That's us for the season, I think. You have a final next week, and Chris, you're probably not going to end up getting up next Thursday if you're here.
Yeah.
So next it's just going to be...
Which is also Charlie's birthday.
So, yeah, it's just going to be me.
Next week's Charlie's birthday.
Yeah, next Thursday.
Oh my God, mm-hmm. Can I listen to your show?
Yeah.
Can I call in?
I'll try and answer the phone.
If you know the phone number.
What?
If you can remember the phone number.
I have Google.
That is also true.
Oh, the world we live in today.
That is true. That is also true. Guardians of the Galaxy. Great. Great movie.
I wasn't the biggest fan.
It's pretty fun. What?
My only problem is it's not a very quotable movie.
I feel like most Rocket Raccoon lines are quotable.
I didn't love it, but that's just because I'm not a superhero person.
Mm.
Well, I liked it.
But it's very, like, not superhero-y for a superhero
movie. But I still wasn't a huge...
There was definitely stuff in there. Yeah.
It's not the type of movie I like to watch.
Space.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah.
We know you like space.
Yeah. Cool. That was Word of the Day.
If we had to put you into one dimension.
So final word on girls, pro or con, go.
Depends.
I mean, we didn't really discuss that.
Well, we're discussing now, Charles.
Final word? Yeah, okay, they're a biological species. We have to stop worrying and learn to love them.
I'm pro.
Okay.
Cool. I'm glad we established this.
I really am ambivalent that we established it.
I'm glad.
Yes, you said that.
Yeah.
I know that. You said it.
Yeah.
Yes. I know that.
Good morning, everybody. I hope you all enjoy the rest of your commutes to work.
Stop sucking up to them, Zach. They don't have to listen to the show anymore.
Yeah, I'm just saying. It'd be nice. I really care for our listeners.
This is the moment when we time all of our banter wrong, so we just have to wait like a minute because the final song's really short and then we have nothing to talk about.
Yeah.
What is the final song?
You'll see.
You'll find
out. It'll be a big surprise.
Everyone will find out.
It's the same song that I use as my alarm.
Listeners in your car.
I've used it as my alarm the entire year. I wake up to it because it starts really softly and then builds up and suddenly you just go.
It's a great song.
Is it the iPhone like chime thing?
Yeah, that is our song.
That's what we're playing.
We're going to play that for 2 solid minutes.
I love this song.
Okay, because I will like have an aneurysm.
Okay.
If you do.
Yeah.
This is Daryl Hall and John Oates with the song
I've been
Rich
Zach.
Girl. I've been Charlie, and that's been Chris. See you on the other side.
You're a rich girl, and you're gone too far, 'cause you know it don't matter anyway. You can rely on the old man's money. You can rely on the old man's money. It's a bitch, girl, but it's gone too far, 'cause you know it don't matter anyway. Say money, money won't get you too far, get you too far.